Okay, Lori, excited for another week of the Travel Vertical podcast. And once again, another great episode.
I'm looking forward to it, Adam.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're talking about a special event today, and we've got a guest. And Lori, why don't you introduce our guest?
I'd be delighted to. We're here today with Becca Smith, who's the Senior Marketing Director at Connect Travel, and she puts together everything. So she's going to talk to us about eTourism Summit, the Etsy Awards, the Emerging Tourism Stars, which is a new program, and all the things that are going to be happening when we co-locate with IPW in Las Vegas in September.
Awesome. Becca, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Lori.
Thank you, Becca. We're so excited that you're here today to talk to us about this. And I know you've been working on it forever.
Yes, forever. It's really a 365 initiative. So that's what I signed up for, and I'm excited to do it.
Well, Becca, tell us a little bit about it. I mean, first of all, tell us about the organization Connect Travel. Tell us about eTourism Summit, and we'll go from there.
So Connect Travel owns and operates 8 annual business-to-business events for the travel industry. So one side of our business is focused on the destination marketers. So the events we have for that are the Thrive Summit and eTourism Summit, while the other side of the business is focused on the travel trade. So that's where we bring together tour operators, receptives, and suppliers to meet and conduct business. In Vegas in September, we have 3 shows being co-located with IPW. We have Connect Tour. It's a premier hosted buyer event that brings together tour operators, suppliers, and experts in domestic tour and travel. And they have preset appointments, roundtables, and networking. Another event we're having is the Connect Thrive Summit, which I just mentioned. And that is focused on creating business opportunities, developing community, and producing partnerships through LGBTQ travel, sports, and entertainment. So that event actually features general sessions. It's going to have a lot of the most successful LGBTQ and ally business leaders. And it's also going to have one-on-one connections where destinations, resorts, hotels, attractions, media, marketers, brands, anyone can meet with anyone to just connect and conduct business. And what we like to say is that when you attend Connect Thrive Summit, your business will thrive, your community will thrive, and your partnerships will thrive. And there's just a lot of things that we offer. You can check out more on connecttravel.com. But specifically today, we wanted to talk about eTourism Summit and then some of the other events that are also taking place with eTourism Summit and co-located with IPW in September.
Well, let's do it. Tell us about eTourism Summit and what can people expect?
Yeah, so eTourism Summit is celebrating its 22nd year. We're very, very excited about that, especially since our 21st last year wasn't quite the blowout we had wanted it to be. So really, eTourism Summit is focused on the travel industry. It's a digital tourism marketing conference, right? So we encourage destinations, attractions, sports, hotels, et cetera, to all come to the event, joined by their marketing, digital marketing agency, PR, advertising, and we ask them to join. And really what you see is the content is very unique and one of a kind in that it's a lot of case study presentations. So you'll see that marketing agency on stage co-presenting with their client, you know, destination, insert any destination. And really, it's just a great way for attendees to learn what worked well and what might not have worked so well for that particular destination. So it's a lot of peer share, a lot of community building. It's just a really, really great event that's been long established, but we love seeing new folks. We had about 50% new folks in 2019, and that was really, really cool to see.
So, Becca, tell me, last year, was it virtual? And what's going to happen this year?
Yes. So like most folks, we definitely turned our event into, well, maybe let me back up. Not quite as many folks did this, but we had a month-long virtual event last year where we had presentations every single day. We're not going to go down that road again, but we will offer a virtual option. So we will be live streaming the event from Las Vegas. And let me share that that will be September 20th through 22nd at the Las Vegas Convention Center. We'll stream it to the audience who can't make it with us in person, but we really encourage you to go, you know, be there face to face. We have a lot of great opportunities, 3 full days of content. We already have all of our presentation slots booked. We are going to have an opportunity for one-on-one appointments, and it's going to be a lot of fun, especially since we're co-located with IPW, with joining their receptions, their lunch breaks, their marketing and technology pavilion. There's really just a lot of great opportunities to cross-network.
Great. You know, Becca, I just returned from my first in-person conference event since COVID, and it was so good to be back together in person. And one of the things that was interesting about the event that I went to is they had all of the safety precautions in place so that those that were uncomfortable being too close to others or those that wanted to protect themselves as much as they could had opportunities to do so. And I think it made everyone feel a little bit more comfortable down there. So what made you decide to choose Vegas? Obviously, it's a really fun destination. But what was it about Vegas that made you want to hold your first event post-COVID there?
So yeah, Vegas, obviously, it's a fun city to be in. But really, the main reason we decided to host our events there this year is so we could co-locate with IPW and really just have a great resurgence of, you know, not only the events, but the travel side of the business. So we are very excited to be co-located with IPW. And just in case anyone isn't familiar with IPW, IPW showcases U.S. suppliers of USA travel products and destinations. And then they also attract that international domestic travel buyer, as well as journalists to their events. So again, IPW has been in existence for 50 plus years. Laura, you probably even have more commentary to add to that because I know you've been to several.
Indeed. I mean, it was always everyone's absolutely favorite thing, you know, to be at. We used to call it the International Powwow. And then that, you know, became no longer culturally correct. But I started going to it in the 80s. And then I was on the planning committee for 10 years. So I do look forward to IPW, as we call it now. I mean, it'll be smaller this year, but still the international buyers and the domestic sellers will be paired up, matched up by computer, according to those that request to see one another. And they will be doing contracting. They will be doing business for, you know, for future tourism. I mean, right now we're in a place where we're still getting those corridors open back up, but we need the international market as well as we need business travel to have a robust recovery. So we're going to be talking leisure, but we're going to be focused on international. Now that's over at IPW. At the same time, there are DMOs who are going to be sending more than one person to Las Vegas over these dates because they need to be on the show floor and they need to be also at the presentations at the eTourism Summit.
So Becca, I know you're going to have some amazing speakers. I mean, other than just me, right? But you're going to have some great speakers there. So tell me a little bit about what you have planned.
Yeah. So at this point in time, we have a ton of destinations committed along with their agency that is kind of presenting that case study. In addition, this year, we also are bringing some conversations, like panel conversations, a lot like what you've seen in our See Tomorrow bi-weekly series. So it's a, you know, we're going to condense that, right? Instead of an hour, we're going to do 40 minutes and we're going to have just moderators, you know, talking about a specific topic that's really timely. And it should be generate some really good conversations and good discussions. So like I said, we also do those 15-minute kind of case study presentations. And what folks really love is that these are super fast, 15 minutes. You know, you got to boil it down to the main points and not waste time, right? No fluffy stuff. So it's getting down and dirty, talking about what really happened, and then people can kind of bounce into the next topic. So you're getting 3 days of content, but you're getting so many presentations while you're there. And then also to add into that, we do have our keynote. We announced Tim Ash. He is going to open our show first thing Monday morning. And if you did miss it, Lori did a wonderful write-up, an interview with Tim Ash in the Travel article a few weeks ago. And Lori might have even more to add there.
Well, yeah, he's a live wire, that one. He's going to tell us all about our brains, why, you know, how our brains work and how we can use the information that he shares with us to figure out what our customers are thinking.
Yeah, that should be really cool. I'm excited to just hear his perspective. And he, you know, full transparency, he was at eTourism Summit a couple years ago in a different capacity. So it'll be really cool to see kind of what he's unearthed and discovered these last couple years. He's also written a new book. So he's got a lot of insights and a lot of really great things that I think people will really be fascinated with.
Well, that is so exciting. And, you know, I'm sure that people are going to want to keep an eye as you guys are continuing to update the agenda. Should people be subscribing to the Travel Vertical to get their hands on that agenda? Is there a URL where they can go to kind of see who the speakers are that are committed? How can people learn more outside of this conversation?
Yeah, so we will be continuing to, of course, send out email updates and social media posts. If you don't yet, make sure you follow eTourism Summit on Twitter and LinkedIn, as well as Facebook, and we do post there. Also, you can just go straight to our website, eTourismSummit.com, and there's an agenda page there, along with many other event details. Registration information, a lot of our previous agendas and sessions that you can view as well to kind of get a good idea of what eTourism Summit is all about in case you haven't been before.
Thanks, Becca. So we're going to keep on talking about eTourism Summit. And then, of course, one of our most popular issues in the travel vertical is when we wrap it up after the eTourism Summit and we talk about all these winners and these prizes that the awards that are being done. So there's two sets of awards this year, not just one. We're doing the Etsy Awards, and that's for the fourth time. But we're also doing something new. So I wanted to ask you about those two award ceremonies, Becca.
Yes, we are very excited, of course, to be bringing back, as you mentioned, one that is in its fourth year. That is the eTourism Summit Excellence, or ETSI Awards, as we affectionately call them. So we will be celebrating those in person September 21st at the event. And, you know, entries have closed so far for this year, but definitely stay tuned to submit your campaigns for next year. We already have our, you know, our winners established. Those are, of course, embargoed at this point. So we're really excited to share the winners, celebrate the amazing campaigns that they have done this past, you know, 2020 to 21, and really just celebrate everyone for more than, you know, normal thinking outside of the box and just really coming up with really great ideas. So we're excited to celebrate those folks and announce winners for that. And of course, that is in partnership with Expedia Group Media Solutions and none other than the Destination Marketing Podcast. So thank you for that, Adam.
I know those guys. Yeah.
So on those ones, Becca, that those awards are going to be for the best website or the best digital campaign or the best advertising promotion. I think there are a dozen different prizes, right?
Yes, you're right. There are 12 different options that people could apply for. We divide it by small and large budget. So anyone with a $5 million and over would qualify as the large budget. And we've seen, again, a lot of great entries. Super excited to announce those winners. And really, the judging panel is phenomenal. This year, we quoted, Lori, over 87 years of experience?
Yeah, it's probably more like 187, but they don't want to admit it.
They're being modest.
So you could win in a category for the most creative use of artificial intelligence or virtual reality. So as you say, those selections have been made, but there's going to be a lot of learning happening in the room as well as, you know, a lot of applause. And then the other one I wanted to ask you about is a brand new one called Emerging Tourism Stars. So could you tell us what that one is?
Yes. So again, this one's just such a great program. Very excited to launch it. And so this will actually recognize those astute individuals that are in the eTourism Summit community of digital travel and tourism professionals. So anyone, you know, there's no age limit, which I love. It's just folks who are relatively new or very new to the industry who have not just gone above and beyond, but they're really just exemplifying that star, that person who has not only done more than one job, but they've expanded it to their community. They've done, you know, more outreach and community building and shared their expertise. So we, again, just saw phenomenal response to this and just some super bright talent. And we really can't wait to celebrate those individuals. And we will be celebrating them at the event in September. And some really cool things that they get as a star is they will be directly connected with a travel and tourism leader as a mentor. They'll get a free ride to the eTourism Summit, and they'll also hold a panel conversation and kind of be on stage sharing, you know, their experiences and what they've done this past year with the presenting sponsor, MMGY Global. And then in addition, we will be featuring each of them, of course, on the travelvertical.com, as well as in the eTourism Summit magazine that we will be handing out at the event. So a lot of really great ways for them to, you know, expand their network and be honored for what they've done.
Adam, let's get some of those stars on the show and find out how it is that they got nominated and how they won that prize.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's showcase the best and brightest. I mean, that's what we're here for, right? Is to bring you the news and give you some good insights and opportunities to improve what you're doing as a destination marketer. So, Becca, you've got some shows coming up, too, that we want to highlight and make sure people are aware of. So right now, registration is open for eTourism Summit. But what else is coming down the pipe?
So thanks for bringing that up, Adam. We'll actually be hosting Connect Thrive Summit on the front end of eTourism Summit. So those dates are September 18th and 19th, also in Las Vegas at the Convention Center. And that event is in its third year. And really the purpose of Thrive, it's to create business opportunities, develop community, and produce partnerships through LGBTQ travel, sports, and entertainment. So we like to think this event is, you know, unique because not only are we offering, you know, dynamic general sessions with today's most successful LGBTQ and ally business leaders, we're also having networking events, pre-scheduled one-on-one connections. And what's really cool is that anyone who attends can meet with anybody. So you're really growing your business and having destinations meet with destinations. You could have, you know, a resort meet with a marketing agency. So there's a lot of great opportunity there to expand on your LGBTQ travel market. And then the other event that we're hosting at the same time as eTourism Summit and IPW is Connect Tour. And Connect Tour is a domestic leisure B2B tourism event. So for that, we bring together suppliers and domestic buyers, and they represent all verticals. So fit tour operators, wholesalers, retail, you know, all of those different segments. And that event will take place, like I said, congruently with eTourism Summit and IPW. So you can actually purchase a ticket for tour at IPW to meet with that many more folks.
Well, Becca, great events coming up. You know, the one that we're showcasing here today is eTourism Summit, but Connect Travel has so many important events for the industry. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for coming on. And why don't you just remind everybody one more time where they can learn more about these events and how they can keep up to speed, especially as you're announcing new speakers and all of that.
Yes. Thank you for having me today, both Adam and Lori. And yes, please visit connecttravel.com. You'll see all of our events listed, upcoming dates, locations, all the different types of events that we host. And then to find out more specifically about eTourism Summit, you can visit eTourismSummit.com and follow us on social at eTourism Summit.
Great. Thanks, Becca. And Lori, thanks so much. As always, we always have a great time on the show.
Thank you. I'm so looking forward to being in Las Vegas.
Yeah, let's do this in person. Let's do the Travel Vertical podcast in person at eTourism Summit.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Absolutely. Yes.
done. It's decided. Let's do it. Okay, another thing to look forward to, everybody, for eTourism Summit. Thank you for listening. Thanks, everybody, for being here, and we'll talk soon.